Congestion management process. The congestion management process, CMP, is the analysis and application of strategies intended to improve transportation system performance by identifying areas of congestion and projects that contribute to reducing its impacts on the movement of people and goods. A CMP is a systematic and regionally accepted approach for identifying and assessing alternative strategies for congestion management that meet state and local needs. Performance Management Plan. KIPTA has developed a Performance Management Plan, PMP, to utilize the framework established by the Federal Highway Administration, FHWA, and the Federal Transit Administration, FTA, by incorporating the national performance measures and planning factors as defined by MAP 21. The Moving Ahead for Progress in the 21st Century Act and continued with the FAST Act, Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act. MAP 21 provided a strong emphasis on performance-based transportation planning and required states and MPOs to incorporate performance measures, objectives, and targets into their planning and programming processes. The FAST Act, implemented in 2015 and which replaced MAP 21, sustained these requirements. Coordinated Human Services Plan. The coordinated plan analyzes gaps in transportation service for the identified populations and provides guidance for the use of funds from the Federal Transit Administration's FTA, Section 5310 Elderly Individuals and Individuals with Disabilities Program. Its architecture, Intelligent Transportation Systems, or ITS, encompass a wide range of communications-based information and electronics technologies. By integrating them into the transportation system's infrastructure, these technologies may be able to assist with relieving congestion, improving safety, and enhancing productivity by reducing the overall trip time for both people and goods. In some cases, its technologies may be able to provide additional data for traffic analyses. Environmental justice. Environmental justice is used in the planning process to avoid, minimize, or mitigate disproportionately high and adverse human health and environmental effects, including social and economic effects, on minority populations and low-income populations, to ensure the full and fair participation by all potentially impacted communities in the transportation decision-making process and to prevent the denial of, reduction in, or significant delay benefits to minority and low-income populations. Environmental justice in transportation planning strives to meet the transportation needs of all people and to provide connections across the transportation network. Transportation plans and studies. Transportation plans and studies provide guidance for projects, policy, and changes to best practices for the region. The planning phase is only the beginning of the process of getting a project or study constructed. The links below are projects and studies that the MPO or a regional partner agency have completed. Some of these projects have entered the next phase of the transportation planning process, while others have already been fully constructed. Freight planning. Freight and logistics play a significant role in the regional transportation system and economy. The MPO integrates freight mobility issues, policies, and projects into the planning process to guide investment in a sustainable multimodal transportation system. Bike and pedestrian planning. KIPDA's bicycle and pedestrian planning process aims to reduce network gaps and increase connectivity for bicyclists and pedestrians on the transportation network. Bicycle and pedestrian planning is crucial to lowering the rates of single-occupancy vehicles, SOVs, on roadways, increasing air quality by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, reducing congestion, and providing opportunities for active transportation by encouraging people to walk or bike to their destinations.